PopsomeSupply.com.
The White House is denying that there will be an Obama-Hillary ticket in 2012, while many feel on the Republican side of things that it might be Palin and Newt Gingrich that get together on the male-female side of the political spectrum across the aisle. Interesting musings. But that's further down the road when it comes to picking the next term president, or could it be that Obama gets a lucky roll and he's another repeater, which would be 8 years again? I mean, 8 years, you know, total. And would Hillary Clinton really run as the VP on that ticket? You know, who knows? Right now, staring us down, we're staring down the barrel of electing an entire House, either re-electing the incumbents or kicking them all out, or cherry-picking the ones that you like. It depends on where you live and who represents you. A new poll shows that Republicans lead in 11 of 12 hot races. We're going to dive into that. Also, how about Michelle Obama being ranked as the world's most powerful woman? Boy, we have a lot to get to. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show, as we zig and zag all over the place. You can already tell that. Hang on if you want to jump in. You certainly can. I'm going to give you the digits right at the top. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. And, oh, yeah, we're going to squeeze in a little sports in this, too, because we have baseball playoffs. And I know all of you are such hounds for sports. Well, some of you. Maybe a few of you. Someone out there. Hey, I like the Phillies. And plus, we have Nail the Score, just a programming reminder. In our next show, third hour, randomly chosen, the game of the week in the NFL. You call up. You don't have to know anything about football. It's like picking lottery numbers. That's my best analogy. You tell us who you think's going to win of the two teams facing each other that we throw out and what you think the final score is going to be. If you nail the score, you clean out the prize closet. Clean it out. That means everything must go. It's like a closing sale. And you also have massive bragging rights because it's such a tough thing to do. So tough. All right, let's start on sort of a high note. I say sort of because we're talking about a man who's dead, but a man who made the ultimate sacrifice. Somebody who I wish I could have met. Somebody I would have loved to shake his hand or have him as a guest on this show. Staff Sergeant Robert Miller, just 24 years old when he was killed. He was leading a nighttime patrol of U.S. and Afghan troops in a province near the Pakistan border, which is very dangerous, as you know, like a hornet's nest beyond all get out. This was back in 2008 in January. And there were many more snipers, Taliban, in key locations that started to open fire. And what happened to this Army Green Beret 2 winters ago is that he tried to save everyone and anyone around him. There were people who survived the battle that said this guy kept going. He kept firing. He kept throwing grenades. He was wounded twice, and he kept moving. He pinned down enemy guys wherever he could, and he tried to rescue others when he was bleeding out. He was bleeding to death. So the Medal of Honor was given to the Green Beret that I just mentioned, his family, because he died. He's the third service member, U.S. service member, to get the Medal of Honor for the Afghanistan war. And what that means to his family, I think they certainly would rather have their son, their brother, still with them. But for the Miller family, I think it's tremendous that he was awarded this. He deserves it. When you listen to the descriptions of what happened, he knew he was going to die, and he kept trying to help everyone. Instead of hanging back and firing from a safer position, he refused to do that. He wanted to get everybody out that he could get out. At the White House on Wednesday, that medal was awarded to the family. Here's a little snippet of that.
He called for his team to fall back. And then he did something extraordinary. Rob moved in the other direction, toward the enemy, drawing their guns away from his team and bringing the fire of all those insurgents down upon himself. It is my privilege to present our nation's highest military decoration, the Medal of Honor, to one of these remarkable soldiers, Staff Sergeant Robert J. Miller.
Yeah, and again, can't say enough. He's somebody that I would have loved to meet. And there are families intact because of him, because he saved many lives in what he was able to do and kept moving forward. You just heard the president's description there. Okay, so we move from the Medal of Honor to some of the stuff that I mentioned as soon as we clicked on in this hour of America Tonight. Certainly we all know this by now. I'm like a parrot saying this, but obviously there's massive frustration over there. That's why I think that you're going to see some change come out of this election process. I'd be very disappointed if I come on the air and say, oh, it's just an average turnout. It was a lower turnout that we've had in however long, because it's embarrassing, the voter turnout anyway. It's always so ridiculously low. But I think you're going to see record numbers. In fact, it's interesting because a new poll from The Hill and America's Natural Gas Alliance is showing that Republicans are leading in 11 very down-to-the-wire races that might determine who controls the House next year. And all of the races involve freshman Democrats. But here's the thing for the Democrats, that none of the 12 Republicans hit the 50% level in the poll. Six of them have leads with a margin of error. That's why we're going to see some really tight numbers that come down. It's going to be hard. I think it's going to be hard to call some of these races early in the evening. It may go into the next day. One of the races in the Senate that's going to be a tough one is in Nevada, because Harry Reid, who originally had 15-point or better lead on Sharon Engel, the so-called Tea Party candidate who wasn't connecting enough and the polls were showing it, now has a slight edge on Reid. Then there's a question of a couple of other races where it could come down to the wire and to, you know, some of those late voters. And that's why I say we're not going to know. I don't think we're going to know Nevada. Well, certainly because of the time change, too. We're not going to know Nevada until pretty late, unless it's just an avalanche right from the beginning. The other thing that I'll be curious about is whether or not Palladino can catch fire. It's not looking like it. And certainly in New York, Carl Palladino, the strong armor, the millionaire businessman from New York, is having a tough, tough time changing his image, because he's now known in New York as the man of anger, and he's trying to tone it down. He's trying to say that he's all about jobs and economic growth, and he's leaving gutter politics behind. I think he's going to get pulled back into the gutter politics. We'll see, but I am pretty sure Cuomo has too much of an edge there to make that even much of a race. Stay with us.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
We did the other day with Dennis Wolfe. We were talking about insurance and when the new health reform kicks in, what does it mean for a lot of people? There was a big story in the USA Today, if you happen to pick up a copy of that. And in the story, they're talking about what we were talking about on the air, about McDonald's and some 29 other companies getting some health care coverage waivers. And what that means is about 1 million workers won't get a consumer protection in the U.S. health reform law that was meant to cap insurance costs because the government exempted their employers. And there's now, I guess, 30-some. Jack in the Box would be another one. They wouldn't be required to raise the minimum annual benefit included in what the low-cost health plans are because that covers part-time or low-wage earners, let's say. And that's confusing to people. So without waivers, companies would have, without waivers, check this out. The companies would have had to provide a minimum of $750,000 in coverage next year increasing to 1.25 million in 2012, 2 million in 2013, and unlimited in 2014. Wow. See, here's the deal. So the Department of Health and Human Services gives a list of exemptions, right? They say they granted waivers so that workers with those plans wouldn't lose coverage from employers who might choose instead to drop health insurance altogether. That is a big deal, because that's what we know this from previous guests that we've had. In fact, we had somebody on. He was a great guest. I can't think of his name off the top of my head, and I'll come up with it in a minute. But he was cutting through the clutter and saying that he advises companies, and if it came down to it, he would tell a company, forget it, drop the health insurance, because you can't go there. You can't cover it. You can't do it. So if we wanted to look at exemptions, and this is what's interesting, the political issue of this is that the president promised, remember, President Obama said no one would lose the coverage that they have. And you have these companies that represent about 1 million people who could lose the coverage they have. So the very thing he said wasn't going to happen is now going to happen. The exemption rules, I'm trying to explain this so that it makes sense. The exemption rules were supposed to keep people from having to pay for all their care once they reached a preset coverage cap, right? So McDonald's offers the programs as a way to cover the part-timers, and they said that if they didn't get a waiver, they'd have to reevaluate their plan and just dump it. And that's what's happened here. So far, the biggest, though, single waiver for almost 400,000 people was for the United Federation of Teachers Welfare Fund. That's a New York union that gives coverage for city teachers. The waivers were effective for a year, and they're granted to insurance plans and companies that show that employee premiums would rise, and that was a concern, right? Or that workers would lose coverage without them. So this is just one part of the nightmare that is, and all those companies realized it. They realized, you know what, there's no way that this can happen. So now you think about you think about how you're killing the working class, how you're killing the middle class. These are prime examples of what's going to happen for some. And this hasn't even been really sorted all the way out. The problem with this is that too much was stuck in without, I think, some of the right people in play. Eventually there was a scramble to get more doctors involved and to get more insurance type people involved, other than the ones that were trying to lobby for it and control the game, because sorting it out has become the nightmare that's going to, I think, trip up a lot of people. And I think we're going to see more companies that are going to realize they can't do this, and they're going to go the route of saying, we can't offer you insurance. It's going to become a situation in some cases where people are absolutely going to be 1099ers, and they weren't before, because there's no way to be able to continue to go down that path. There's no way that it's affordable. So nice. So what the intended results are not what's going to happen. And see, the thing that you hear is, well, if we take it in the shorts, basically, for a few years, don't worry, because it'll turn back around. We have to pay the piper up front, but then it's all going to be good in the end. I don't like it when anyone suggests that. Well, if you pay me, it's like a salesperson who can upsells you, and they convince you. Does this happen to you when you go in electronics stores? They all want you to take a warranty, like for another $50, for another $100, for another whatever. If you do this, you're guaranteed this. It's like people who don't realize on their credit cards when you're offered this so-called consumer protection. Well, if you lose a job and then you're paying all this money, it's such a scam. So it's like we're being scammed. But we don't even realize how we're being scammed, because so much of it hasn't fallen out yet, and and it's not, okay, here's coverage for everyone. There are good things about it, but the good things are so minuscule, like the pre-existing condition thing, that I think you're going to see more and more businesses either fold up or just really shrink themselves, and you'll have the individual business person doing most of the work themselves anymore. They won't be able to sub half of it out. All right, let's move from that to the blunder of the day. This happened in, at a meeting of powerful women. It was a Forbes 500 deal, and the president was speaking about women in business and where they're headed and all that kind of stuff. And he was about halfway through his speech when this happened. Take a listen.
Whoops. Was that my, oh, goodness. That's all right. All of you know who I am.
All right, you got to give him credit. He said, all of you knew who I am. You heard him say that. And he just moved on. But it certainly conjures up lots of different punchlines, doesn't it? If you come up with a good punchline, send it to me at americatonight.net. If your punchline is the winning punchline, we'll send you one of our Dallas Cowboys 50th anniversary books. It's a great coffee table book. And if you don't like football and you don't like the Cowboys, I guarantee someone around you does. So you could donate it to a library. You could donate it to somebody else, and they'd be thrilled to pieces. But you got to come up with the best punchline. Send it to us at americatonight.net. And it was rather awkward. It's weird how it, I guess at these podiums, you know how that is. It's kind of a big deal. And there were, it looked like that somebody had drilled two holes in it. If you go to the website, you'll see that. And it didn't stick. It just flew off in the middle of, the speech. I would say if he was a superstitious kind of guy, he might think, there was that time when I was talking to Diane Sawyer and I said, who knows, maybe I'll be a one-term president. Maybe this is the gentle hint that I should be a one-term president. And that's why the seal literally fell off and is kind of running away from my presidency. Here's an omen. I need to look at this and pay attention. If he's a guy who believes in signs, that is a very big sign. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to talk about the government looking into all those allegations that mortgage lenders in the foreclosure crisis have been evicting homeowners, but they're using flawed court papers. What's up with that? Stay with us.
Of summer blowout sale at herbalhealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
Herbalhealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now. 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer large 250 capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at herbalhealer.com,
but not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer special now at herbalhealer.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with government of, by, and for the banksters and gangsters? Are you ready for a patriotic newspaper that pulls no punches, that tells it the way it is about the forces that have taken over and are destroying the United States from within? The Nationalist Times has been informing and educating Americans every month since 1985. The Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. If you believe it's far past time to get America back on track, you need to be reading America's best political publication. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for the special introductory rate of just $29 for 1 year. Subscribe today by sending $29 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's $29 for 1 year to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned up to 200 times. What is it? It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book, Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness, absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams. I can hear the marching feet, they're moving into the street. Now, did you read the news today? They say the danger's gone away, but I can see the fire still alight.
Ah, yes, a land of confusion. I would say that pretty much nailed there. It's an old Genesis line. If you know anything about the band Genesis and then the splits after that and what happened to some individual careers. Anyway, not veering off into a music thing just yet. Instead, coming up, we're going to let you hear what Eric Holder, yeah, he's been kind of quiet lately, the Attorney General talking about terror and prosecuting it in just a sec, because the Faisal Shahzad thing, he was saying his crazy things in court the other day, but he's a lifer now and he's done after lying in wait, ready to attack, trying to blow up Times Square. He wasn't successful, thank goodness. He was another one of the idiot terrorists who didn't get the handbook on how to detonate anything, but that's to our advantage. And he's gone, he's done. He's 30 years old, he won't see his family, and he's toast until he withers away and dies in a prison cell somewhere. Let's go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al.
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
Kate, Hello?
Hello.
Oh, yeah, hi. President Obama was giving a speech, and the presidential seal at the front of the lectern came unhooked and crashed to the floor. You saw that, eh?
I did. I did a blog on it, and we were just playing some sound from it. It was awkward, yeah.
Well, I've got a kind of a weird take on it. You know, telekinesis is one of the powers of a witch, right?
Uh-huh.
The ability to move objects from a distance?
Sure.
I wouldn't be surprised if Christine O'Donnell was behind that.
But
I think Christine, and there's going to be a lot of Democratic campaign buses break down, and radio and TV stations are going to have technical difficulties just before the in the middle of a Democratic ads. And I think it's no coincidence that the election is two or three days after Halloween, right?
Yeah, there
the election,
is no.
So I think Christine. I think the Democrats made a mistake by getting Christine O'Donnell mad at them. You never get a witch mad at you. But anyways, I got a comment about the economy. A lot of people are mad about these huge salaries and bonuses and fringe benefits that CEOs and presidents get, right?
Right.
You know, of trading of investment bankers and
sure.
mortgage companies and all this
yeah.
sort of thing. And you know, they get $20, $30, $40 million a year plus
or more.
A bunch of stock and all that. If I owned a store in Minneapolis and I hired a 15-year-old kid to shovel the snow in the wintertime and sweep the sidewalks clean in the summertime and just to do general work, and I told the IRS, and it wasn't a lie, I was actually doing, and I told the IRS that I was paying this kid $300,000 a year, would the IRS allow me to pay that? I know they'd allow me to, but would the IRS allow me to claim that say I was crazy enough to actually do it.
Mm-hmm.
Would the IRS allow me to claim that $300,000 as a deduction against my taxable income of the company?
No, because a portion of it you could, but they would want a taste of it. In other words,
yeah, because it just an investment bank or a stock broker, a stock brokerage firm or an investment bank or whatever. A mortgage company, if they or a car company or whatever, if they pay their president or CEO $20 million a year or $10 million a year, are they allowed to deduct all of that $10 million from their taxable income?
No, there's money they can deduct, but not. It depends,
not the
entire amount, because it's like you know what happens is you could have contract labor, and then then the person that. The laborer gets the 1099, and they have to pay the majority of it. It just
right.
depends on how the company's set up and what company expenses, for example, you can write off. There is some write-off, but not the whole amount.
Yeah, because you know, if I gave $1 million to a charity, say I give $1 million to the American Red Cross.
Right, then you can use that as a write-off.
The IRS wouldn't allow me to use all of it, would they?
I don't think so. No, they question it.
There's a max. And also, I'm not a baseball fan, so could you educate me? Is a perfect game, like there was a no-hitter, a perfect game is different than a no-hitter, isn't it?
Yes, it's funny that you say that because somebody else asked me that question, not on the air, but in an email.
Like,
the no-hitter, you know what that means, and nobody got on base.
Right, but a perfect game, is that mean that every single batter that the pitcher faced went down on call strikes or swung out strikes?
Yes. Boy, you're good at this one. It's a different kind of victory. That means, you know, you're talking about nine innings. They have to go all the way through, and no player reaches base. That's another thing. So there's no hits, walks. Any
right.
of that kind of stuff. You don't hit a player. You don't hit somebody who's batting. In a nutshell, that's what it is. So by definition, it's kind of strange because a perfect game, I've seen one pitched, is basically a no-hitter and then a shutout, too.
Right. It's annoying. And are there any foul balls? Like a perfect game, there would be foul balls hit. You're allowed to have
yes.
foul balls and still have a perfect
sure.
game. It just means that every single batter struck out, whereas a no-hitter means that there are no walks in a no-hitter, right?
Right, right.
But it does mean that there were some hits. Like, is a perfect game, are you allowed to have fly balls to center field in a perfect game?
Yeah, as long as they don't, it's about not reaching base.
But I still don't understand what because they keep saying that Roy Halladay pitched a no hitter and it's whereas Don Larson in 1956 for the Yankees was it for the Yankees?
Yes.
In 1956 for the Don Larson. He pitched a perfect game, and they keep, the sportscasters keep insinuating that there's a difference. And I still don't understand the difference between a perfect game and a no-hitter.
Well, here's the thing. If you look at a no-hitter, it's, you know, it's possible to reach base without a hit. A pitcher can throw a no-hitter and still lose the game. You just nailed it there. Right.
So you'd still have a no-hitter. If you walked the guy, you'd still have a no-hitter.
Right.
As long as he didn't get home.
Right. And a game where the team allows no runners to reach base at all is the perfect game.
It's a perfect game, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a
little bit of a difference, but you've got it. That's it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Did that guy that he pitched the perfect game, Don Larson, I'm kind of interested in him because he sounds like he's a good Scandinavian boy from Minnesota. But did he go on to have a good career, Don Larson?
Oh, he was an incredible pitcher. From covering the Yankees, he was definitely one of the greats. I mean, he wasn't Mickey Mantle. He wasn't, you know, when you think of all the famous Yankees, he was certainly one of the great ones. He played with Yogi Berra. He played with some of the greats, and that was an exciting World Series. There's pictures all over the place of it. You see that where Yogi Berra is jumping in his arms, and you can hear the stories. But so he's not on the list of the top 10 all-time Yankees. Let's say he's not there, but he definitely was a great pitcher, and he definitely is.
It wasn't a flash in the pan kind of deal.
No.
And also, have you commented on the fact that the judge threw out any evidence that was gleaned at Guantanamo Bay with regard to this Muslim terrorist? It's inadmissible. Did I get it right? The judges declared that evidence that they got through so-called torture in Guantanamo Bay that is now inadmissible, right?
Yes.
Boy, I tell you, that's going to make it tough, isn't it?
I think it is too. And he's been
waiting
around for a while for that thing to happen. And we talked about this last show as to what in the world is going on in Gitmo, because it was supposed to be shut down in January. Remember, that was one of the big presidential things. But then, of course, you can't shut it down without permission from Congress. And then the idea was to move all the prisoners, there's 170 some, move them to the States, perhaps in Illinois. That was one of the thoughts, because there's already a prison there. You just have to spruce it up to make sure that it would work, and then go through the trials and have the attorneys. And there was such a backlash over that. That thing was just buried, just like immigration, illegal immigration for now, and you'd have to have Congress sign off on it. And he's right. Al's right. Now that all of that was thrown out, it'd make it a lot harder to nail him on certain things. But, you know, is he going to be deported? What's ultimately is going to happen? And that's a big question mark. And trust me, there probably is a good chance of that. You know, to kind of piggyback on the Larson thing, I was told by somebody, is probably when I was working in New York, that of the Yankee lore, the way the story goes is Larson didn't know he was going to pitch in Game 5 of that World Series until just a couple of hours before game time. And he, as part of the strategy, he had started to work without a windup. You know, when you see the pitchers on the mound and there's a windup, so there are all different kinds of windups, but he didn't have a windup. And it was just incredible, I guess, to watch him pitch that. So thanks for the call, by the way, Al. We appreciate it. And for anyone else listening to us here on America Tonight, you can throw in your two cents. You can see Al's was all over the place, too. You can throw in your two cents in just about anything that we're talking about, or anything you come up with, of course, at 800-259-5791, or send us your thoughts at americatonight.net. And a lot of people are actually weighing in on sports and Roy Halladay's incredible game for the Philadelphia Phillies. In fact, we're going to let you hear what Halladay had to say after the game coming up here around the bend. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Here in the stretch drive time, and let you know a couple of things. One about the great game that was pitched by the Phillies pitcher Roy Halladay, which you heard the reference from Alan Canada. We're going to get to that in a second, but before we do, I wanted to clean up something about Eric Holder, the AG. You know, he was on my list. I know I did a show where I said if I were Obama, it's about the people that you pick and the people surrounding you, because you're delegating. You're not doing everything, of course. And maybe the buck stops with the president, but it's the people that are in the spots. And I think Holder has done a terrible job in waffling at times with the whole CIA, the photograph deal. Remember that? Seems like a long time ago, I know. And then the moving the trials. Okay, we're going to have Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and his band of merry men, and we're going to try them in New York. Oops, no, forget about that. Can't decide what we're going to do there because geez, New York doesn't want to pay the freight for how much security they'd have to have. Holder didn't really back off that. He kept pushing the New York drum, but I wondered how much everybody looked into the scenario of making that happen. So, of course, that's not happening right now. And there were a slew of other offenses that we could, and we have mounted on this show, that we could list, but it would take the entire segment, so we won't do that. You get it. I think he's lame as the AG. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm being generous, I'd give him a 4. Obviously, the president disagrees, and there are people that would be in Holder's camp. One of the things that the deal with Faisal Shahzad brought up, and Abdullah Muttalib, the guy who was on the plane that was trying to blow up the plane in Detroit, one of the things that was brought up is terror and prosecuting, and how do you prosecute terror, and of course reading rights and all that that entails. And here was Holder's latest twist on prosecuting terror.
Courts have shown an ability to handle these kinds of cases over the years. I don't think there's any reason to doubt that we can successfully do that in the future.
That's a setup for military tribunal. We don't want to go there. How about trying them in court? Remember all of the prisoners from Guantanamo. We were talking about that before, in pulling that back to the U.S. and closing down Gitmo. And then the Khalid Sheikh Mohammed trial, too. Where does that happen? And lawyering up all of the individual prisoners who are waiting for these trials that could have been military tribunals, but now the push is maybe it'd be a trial. Okay, so we move from that to something lighter, what I just mentioned. The Philadelphia Phillies, in their first game out of the chute, they win it. They beat the Reds. The odds are in the favor of the Philadelphia Phillies in this series, but it's five-gamer. Anything can happen. A lot of times the underdog comes through and slays the Goliath, as we know. Philadelphia has a great team. I think this is the best team that they've had in all the three past years. And this starting pitcher proves it. This guy is phenomenal. He waited his whole career for this kind of a start because he wanted to pitch in the playoffs. And for 12 years, he hasn't been in the playoffs. But now, Halliday got his chance, and boy, did he make the most of it as he pitched in the history of baseball the second no-hitter. Here were some of Halliday's thoughts. We're stringing them together as to that game and how he pitched.
Just excitement. I mean, it's a great atmosphere. You know, to be able to go out and pitch in a postseason game that means a lot to the team in this atmosphere, it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's what you play the game for. So you know, it's surreal. It's been a lot of fun.
The best part about it is, you know, the playoffs take priority. And, you know, that's pretty neat for me to be able to go out and win a game like that. And, you know there's more to come for us and more to accomplish. You
All
try
right.
and disconnect yourself, I think, from the emotions a little bit. You know, knowing that you've prepared yourself, you're ready, and you try and go out and execute your plan. Change up was big for me today. You know, curveball was good, but you know, I know I always go back to it, but Ruiz has done a great job of recognizing early on what's working, what's effective, and calling that. It was a lot of fun. You know, it's just one of those special things I think you'll always remember.
You bet you'll always remember, and it happened in Philadelphia, so in front of the home crowd. And the excitement of what happened at Citizens Bank Park in Philly spread almost everywhere. There were a lot of people who don't even pay attention to sports who were talking about this no-hitter. Only the second time it's happened. Don Larson was the other guy, and it was 1956 World Series. In fact, it was the last two outs were shown on the video board at Target Field in Minneapolis, where the Twins were getting ready to play the Yankees, and the Minnesota fans went crazy, too, watching it. So Halliday allows only one runner. He walked Jay Bruce on a full count, scary moments, with two outs in the fifth, struck out eight. And to get that kind of a no-hitter in the postseason in the playoffs. Man, you have got to be kidding me. He was very economical. He threw 104 pitches, 79 for strikes. And this, by the way, was the first no-hitter against the Reds since 1971. The Phillies are up in their series. Game one, they take 5-0. It wasn't just about the Phillies playing, because, of course, I mentioned the Twins. Disappointing for Twins fans. They want desperately to get by the New York Yankees. And it looked like they were off to a great start. They took a nice lead in this game. They had a 3-0 edge. And then it all blew apart. And in the end, the Yankees came up with the swing that they needed from Mark Teixeira. And the Yankees beat Minnesota 6-4. So they'll do it again, and they'll try to even things up, because I don't think they want to go back to New York and be down 2. Besides that game, the Texas Rangers, who haven't been back in the playoffs since the late 90s, 1999, they win their opener on the road against Tampa Bay 5-1. A whole bunch of home runs are what led to that victory. There were times where the Rays had a chance to score, but they left too many guys stranded in scoring position. So now the Rays will try to come back, just like the Twins, with this home field advantage and try to at least split if they can. And how about this? Brett Favre has to be the happiest quarterback in all of the NFL right now. And why is that? Because he's going to be playing with Randy Moss. So it's kind of this Super Bowl or bust attitude the Vikings are trying to get, and getting Moss from New England for a 2011 draft pick is huge. And what a crazy thing to think Moss is gone. The Patriots gave the 7-time Pro Bowler his walking papers. They sent him back to Minnesota, because that's where he was originally drafted and played for 7 years. 7 years. So now the Vikings play at New York on Monday night, and Moss will be in uniform against the Jets, and he'll be in his old number too, 84. And I think this is going to change maybe the fates and fortunes of the Vikings. This is a big high for, I think, this Vikings team, and Favre loves it because he'll get a great chance to go deep. I mean, the guy is a great player. He's got great hands, and he can catch those long balls. And I think the people of Minnesota have to be really, really excited. And like I said, this makes things, all things being equal, he could be the big equalizer, the difference maker for the Vikings as they try to get back into the playoffs and go all the way to the Super Bowl. Good time to remind you, don't forget about Nail the Score. We do it in our third hour. We'll do it on our next show. All you have to do is call in once we announce the game of the week. You pick a side and tell us what you think the final score will be. Good luck to everyone, and make sure you get in often and early. That way you have a shot at trying to do it.